Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says reports that a second Russian contact, a former counterintelligence officer turned lobbyist, also attended a meeting with key members of the president's campaign team at Trump Tower last year, was disturbing. Congressman Adam Schiff says Donald Trump Jr.'s apparently shifting account, quote, paint a portrait of consistent dissembling and deceit. The younger Trump, accompanied by his brother-in-law, Jared Kushner, and campaign manager at the time, Paul Manafort, met primarily with a Russian lawyer who was purported to have dirt on Hillary Clinton. Trump Jr. says he received no information during the meeting. A federal judge in Hawaii has expanded the list of family relationships that are exempt from the Trump administration's 90-day ban on travel from six Muslim-majority countries. Here's Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman.
U.S. District Judge Derek Watson just expanded one legal definition of family. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the government could enforce an executive order banning travel to the United States from six Muslim-majority countries. The exception, those with a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with someone in the United States. The Trump administration said that included spouses, parents, children, and other relatives of those already in the country, but not grandparents and others. The latest court ruling expands that list to grandparents, grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and other relatives. Judge Watson wrote that the government's definition represents the antithesis of common sense. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
The American Medical Association's blasting the latest version of the Republican health care bill that's designed to repeal and replace key parts of the Affordable Care Act. Here's NPR's Windsor Johnston.
The association says the bill falls short on coverage, access, and affordability, especially for low-income people on Medicaid. The AMA says cuts in Medicaid will lead to millions of Americans losing their health insurance. The group is also urging lawmakers to craft bipartisan solutions to ensure that every American has access to affordable and meaningful coverage.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. Revenues are up for J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup. NPR's Yuki Noguchi tells us several large banks released earnings this morning, posting generally strong second-quarter results.
Analysts had expected that market conditions during the second quarter would lead to lower trading revenue for the banking sector, as it did for J.P. Morgan and Citigroup. But it didn't take as big a bite out as expected. That was more than offset for J.P. Morgan by an increase in commercial lending and a one-time legal fee benefit that boosted its profits by 13%. Citigroup, meanwhile, saw a benefit from increases in its investment banking unit. Wells Fargo's revenues increased, meanwhile, with a rise in interest rates, as the bank continues to try to move past the scandals last year over its aggressive sales practices. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up 67 points at last glance. This is NPR. Israeli police say two officers have been killed at Jerusalem's most sensitive religious site, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports police say the three attackers shot and killed by police are Palestinian citizens of Israel.
This was a very rare shooting at the religious site that's at the core of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Here's police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
Well, this is one of the more serious attacks that have taken place. Of course, the significance being certain areas of the attack took place on the Temple Mount itself.
Police say three men from an Arab village in Israel's north opened fire at police guarding the compound. Two officers were killed, and the attackers were fatally shot. In a rare move, Israel canceled Muslim prayers at the site and restricted visitor access to the entire old city. The Islamist group Hamas praised the shooting. Nationalist Israeli lawmakers called for extending visiting hours for Jews at the Muslim-administered site. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Hurricane Fernanda has grown into a powerful Category 3 storm. It's turning off the coast of western Mexico. Forecasters say it does not pose an immediate threat to land. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm has top winds of 115 miles per hour. It is the second major hurricane of the season. U.S. stocks are trading moderately higher, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 70 points at 21,622. The S&P has climbed 8 points. It's at 2,456. NASDAQ is 26 points higher. It stands at 6,300. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Margot and John Ernst, supporting North Country Public Radio in Canton, New York, and NPR's environmental coverage, which helps to raise awareness on issues surrounding climate change, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
It's 6 minutes hour, 6 minutes, excuse me, after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and at 3 o'clock for Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We have more news, of course, coming up at 4 o'clock on All Things Considered, news from NPR. At 6 o'clock tonight, the program Selected Shorts will be airing, and at 7 tonight, music from Big Band Swings and Other Things, hosted by Lee Klein. Then at 9 o'clock, we have Dan Phillips. Dan will be on the air with the program Funkify Your Life. And Dan is followed at 10 p.m. by James Van Way and the program The Fringe. We're going to venture back now to 1955 and music from Johnny Guitar Watson. He came out of the same Houston School of Blues as Johnny Copeland and Albert Collins. He headed out to the West Coast back in the 1950s and had some major success for himself. Here's Johnny Guitar Watson with 3 Hours Past Midnight.
Past midnight, and my baby's nowhere around. Well, here it is, 3 hours past midnight, and my baby's nowhere around. Well, I listen so hard to hear her footsteps, and I ain't even heard a sound. Yes, I toss and tumble on my pillow, but I just can't close my eyes. Tumble on my pillow, and
up in the morning, get you something to eat. Before I go to work, I even brush your teeth. Come home, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head. I'm telling you to change your way. I'm telling you I mean what I say. Last time I'm telling you to stop that jive. Oh, you find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. In the morning, fix you something to eat. Before I go to work, I even brush your teeth. Come home, you're still in bed. Got a rag tied around your head. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. I'm telling you to change your way. I'm telling you I mean what I say. Last time I'm telling you to stop that jive. Oh, you find yourself outside. Oh, baby, what you gonna do? I'm sick and tired fooling around with you. Oh, baby, what you gonna do?
Boss Skaggs from his 1997 disc Come On Home. His rendition of Sick and Tired, a number co-written by Dave Bartholomew. Great New Orleans groove on that one. Boss Skaggs was preceded by the old classic Johnny Guitar Watson, originally again from Texas, settled in California, had some big hits in blues and R&B, and even greater hits later in funk and disco. We heard Johnny Guitar Watson from 1955 doing 3 hours past midnight. And I think we're going to return to sort of a New Orleans groove. We're going to turn next to Earl King and a track from a disc called A Complete Imperial Recordings. Earl King signed on with Imperial Records back in 1960. Here is Earl King with a cover of The Things That I Used to Do.
The things that I used to do. Lord, I won't do no more. Lord, I won't do no more.
my search would always end in vain. I search all night for you, baby. Oh, but my search would always end in vain. But I knew all along, darling, that you would hit out with your other man.
She can make a hero. entertain. Make a tomcat start to prowl. Make a bulldog break his chain. She's more powerful than a freight train. To make a bulldog break his chain. She's stronger than a hurricane. She'll not blow your mind the way she moves that thing.
Johnny Adams, the late Johnny Adams from his disc Man of My Word that came out on Rounder Records back in 1998. Unfortunately, that was to be his last disc out. Wonderful New Orleans talent. Bulldog Break His Chain. Before we heard Johnny Adams, we heard another great New Orleans talent, the very influential Earl King. From a disc called A Complete Imperial Recordings, we heard Earl King do a rendition of The Things That I Used to Do. That, of course, was a number first recorded by Guitar Slim, a.k.a. Eddie Jones, back in October of 1953 in New Orleans. And Guitar Slim was a big influence on Earl King. Earl King, fortunately, had a much longer life than Guitar Slim did. We're going to go back, though, to September of 1954 and listen to Guitar Slim recorded, if I remember correctly, this one was done in Los Angeles. Here's Guitar Slim with a piece called Our Only Child.
I got bread in my kitchen, baby. And our only child went out to play. I got bread in my kitchen, baby. And our only child went out to play. Didn't sleep a wink last night. Why did you leave her this the way? Now if you wanted to be a runaround, why did you want a child at all? Now if you want to be a runaround, baby, why did you want a child at all? Cause a child without a mother, baby, you know it feels so all alone. Now I'm a babysitter at night, baby. Babysitter all day long. Now I'm a babysitter at night, baby. I'm a babysitter all day long. I'll get up in the morning and wonder, baby, why don't you come back home?
Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure have been a friend of mine. When all my friends left me, you stuck by me all the time. Wine, wine, sweet wine. You sure can make a man change his mind. Every time I leave the woman in love, you make me try one more time. A friend in need. Is surely a friend indeed. Since I met you, sweet wine, you're the only friend I'll ever need. Wine, sweet wine, sweet wine, sweet wine. You're the only friend that I can find. And when I need consolation, I can call on you anytime. Any old time.
Wine, wine, sweet wine. That has to be Wynonie Harris, recorded back in 1955. Oh, a lot of booze songs back in the late 40s and throughout at least the mid-1950s. Wynonie Harris had a few of them himself, drinking sherry wine, drinking wine, spodiote, a number of songs about the fruit of the grape. Wynonie Harris's career really took off back in 1945 when he started singing at the Apollo in Harlem. He was originally from Omaha, Nebraska. Before we heard Wynonie Harris here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Guitar Slim, a Guitar Slim from September of 1954, doing a number called Our Only Child. Slim was a big influence on a lot of people that followed him. A buddy guy and a number of others cite Slim as one of their big inspirations. Fortunately, though, a lot of them lived longer than Slim. He died at the age of 32 back in 1959, some say of too much hard living. We're going to switch gears a little bit next here on the Blues Box and turn to a new disc by Mick Colassa and Mark Telesca. It's called You Can't Do That and features acoustic treatment of Beatles tunes, sort of turning them into Beatles blues. Here's Mark Colassa and Mark Telesca here on KRVS doing a number, a Beatles number called She's a Woman.
My love don't give me presents. I know that she's no peasant. Only ever has to give me love forever and forever. My love don't give me presents. Turn me on when I get lonely. People tell me that she's only fooling. Well, I know she isn't. She don't give other boys the eye. She hates to see me cry. Is happy just to hear me say that I will never leave her. She don't give other boys the eye. She will never make me jealous. Give me all her time as well as her love. Don't ask me why. She's a woman who loves a man. Mm-hmm.
love don't give me presents. I know that she's no peasant. Only ever has to give me love forever and forever. My love don't give me presents. Tell me on when I get lonely. People tell me that she's only fooling. I know she isn't. She's a woman who understands. She's a woman who loves a man. Oh, I know she loves me.
Father said, son, you gotta get up and meet that mule. I've had a hard time nearly all of my life. I've had a hard time nearly all of my life. Before I plow another mule, I'm gonna kick and fight me. Every day. That mule worked hard and he did it every day. Don't want to meet another mule and I'm going to keep it that way. I plowed that mule till I felt like a sap. I plowed that mule till I felt like a sap. Wouldn't tell a mule get up if he sat down in my lap. Plow that mule no more. I'm gonna stay in the big city and have to go from door to door. He can do his song for the big boss of the place. He can do his song for the big boss of the place. I don't want that mule exhausting in my face. The devil gets up just before the break of day. The devil gets up just before the break of day. When he opens up a hell, you can hear the jackasses bray. I woke up this morning, didn't want to go to school. I woke this morning, I didn't want to go to school. My father said, son, you gotta get up and meet that mule.
the Piedmont style duet of Cephas and Wiggins, John Cephas and Phil Wiggins. Cephas on guitar and vocals, Phil Wiggins on blues harp from a disc called Homemade that came out in 1999. A number written by John Cephas, a piece called Meeting That Mule. The two musicians got together back in 1977. They met at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C., and recorded quite a number of albums and discs over the years. That ended when John Cephas passed away in 2009 at the age of roughly 69. Before hearing Cephas and Wiggins here on KRVS, we heard Mick Colossa and Mark Telesca from the disc You Can't Do That, Acoustic Beatles Blues, it's subtitled. They did a cover of the Beatles tune She's a Woman. And speaking of Piedmont-style blues, we just heard Cephas and Wiggins. We're going to turn to one of the most famous Piedmont blues artists of all, the late blind Willie McTell. Here's Willie McTell from the late 1940s on 12-string guitar doing a number called The Razor Ball.
Well, you see that chick, she's 4 feet four. Come on, honey, learn me some more about that hard, hard. When you kick it at the razor ball, that's a great big misery. You know it's really grieving me, that old hard, hard. When she kick it at the razor ball, well, I even walked out and looked around the chicks. Oh, yeah, look who's in town, Mr. Hard, hard. When you rock it at the razor ball, while I even went to church, put my hat on the seat. Little bros hollered out, baby, you sure is sweet. Hard, hard. And when you rock it at the razor ball, well, even I danced from 12 to 6. I heard a guy holler, get it fixed, Mr. Hard, hard. When you rock it at the razor ball, I kick it 6. Yes, yes, everybody do that hard, hard. Now come over here to the counter, honey, check your hat. You can't reel and rock right off the bat, you got the hard, hard. When you twist it at the razor ball. And when you start that dance at the half past 12, you hear all them kicks when they go to yell. Hard, hard. When you kick it at the razor ball. Play that thing, Lord Lonesome Boy. Now the reason they turned me out of the church, everybody want my heart too much, you want a hard heart. When you kick it at the razor ball. Play it, Lord Lonesome, till I sweat. Now you count from your finger back to your thumb. When you get ready to howl, I got you, so you had a hard, hard. When you kick it at the razor ball, while I walk down Monroe and come up church. Well, you know you horse too much, you got the hard, hard. When you rake it at the razor ball, now play it, Lord, Lord. Hard, hard. When you rock it at the razor ball, now play that thing, Lord, Lonesome Boy, because you know you got the hoy. Oh, you rockin' that razor ball.
Busy bootin' and you can't come in. Busy bootin' and you can't come in. Here's a bootin' and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night, try it again. I met your mama in the alleyway. I met your mama in the alleyway. I met your mama in the alleyway. She's catching hunkies both night and day, yeah. Take it easy, greasy, cause I'm busy bootin'. Don't you remember last Friday night? Don't you remember last Friday night? Don't you remember last Friday night? You got out in the street and you wanna fight. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. Keep talking about the neighbor next door. Keep talking about keep talking about the neighbor next door. I caught a boogie woogie down on the floor. I'm busy bootin'. Go ahead then. Don't you remember when my door was locked? Don't you remember when my door was locked? Don't you remember when my door was locked? I had your mama on the chopping block. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. Pretty mama, I'm telling you. I'm sick and tired of the way you do. Pick it up now, Jackson. Busy booting, and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. I'm busy booting and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night, try it again. Stop knocking on my window pane. Stop knocking on my window pane. Stop knocking on my window pane. If you tell what you see, don't you call my name. I'm busy booting. Can't come in.
Kokomo Arnold recorded in 1935 in Chicago. His real name was James Arnold. He got the sobriquet Kokomo after recording a number called the original Kokomo Blues back in 1934, which was actually based on an earlier Scrapper Blackwell tune. Kokomo Arnold is probably best remembered for his version of Milk Cow Blues that has definitely become a blues standard. Before we heard Kokomo Arnold here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Blind Willie McTell from Atlanta, Georgia, doing a number called The Razor Ball. And we go next to Memphis Slim, back to Chicago. Memphis Slim, of course, obviously originally from Memphis. His real name was Peter Chapman, fine blues pianist and vocalist. Here is Memphis Slim with a number called Grinder Man Blues.
Customer, I let you have it on an easy plane. I do my rambling at midnight, and I don't be seen in the day. I do my rambling at midnight, I don't be seen in the day. It takes me a week to get around. I got so many customers, it takes me a week to get around. But you need not be uneasy, baby. Mr. Grinder won't let you down.
Then every trip to the trade, you'd find Mr. Grinder playing to you this way. Boy, I'm gonna play these blues till I see Miss Oralee. She's my special customer. You better see me while you can.
again. Because I'm a very busy fella, you know they call me the grinder man.
Backbiters, syndicators, standing all around the door. Backbiters, syndicators, standing all around the door. And it whispered every day, hoping I had no way to stay. Come, you leave these syndicators alone. I can't understand the good that they don't mean you no good. I can't understand the good that you don't know they don't mean you no good. You'll find these kind of people in every neighborhood. Can't you see him standing around the door? Backbiting syndicator. Can't you see him standing around the door? I'm gonna move on down the line. I don't have to be bothered no more.
John Lee Hooker. Hooker recorded in Chicago back in November of 1967. Eddie Kirkland was on the second guitar on that particular track. Louis Myers on blues harp and Eddie Taylor on bass. Backbiters and Syndicators. Before we heard John Lee Hooker, we heard Memphis Slim recorded in October of 1940 in Chicago. Slim on piano and vocals doing a number called Grinder Man Blues. He was quite an influential blues artist. He left the States back in the early 1960s. His style of piano-based blues was not no longer really hot and current in Chicago at the time. We're going to turn next to another Chicago blues artist, this time Studebaker John Grimaldi. He goes by the name of Studebaker John. He started playing blues harp at the age of 7, was really smitten by blues after hearing the music on Maxwell Street, Chicago's famed blues melting pot, at least it used to be before it was basically changed radically. Anyway, that's another story. He's had quite a few discs out over the years, does a bit of touring, was heavily influenced by Hound Dog Taylor. Here is Studebaker John and the Hawks from a disc called Howling with the Wolf, doing a number called Meant to Be.
Thank you.
darkness for the night to turn to day. I hope in my day is gonna come. I keep on searching for a way. I know there might not be one. My old friend, pain and misery. This time I do believe that they're trying to kill me. Now with a sense of false hope that just won't leave me be. Leave me be.
Studebaker John and the Hawks, again from a disc called Howling with a Wolf that came out back in 2001. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also, like to ask you to stay tuned. We've got more good music coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And that's followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash. And Roger doing the program Freetown Radio. And at 4 o'clock, we have national and international news for you from NPR on the program All Things Considered. Coming up tonight at 7 p.m., we've got music continuing with big band swings and other things with Lee Kleinpeter. Followed at 9 by music with Dan Phillips and program Funkify Your Life. And at 10 o'clock, stay tuned for The Fringe with James Van Way. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on KRVS is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member and you like the programming you hear, you can support it, and we could sure use that support. You can always pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. We'll be back next Friday morning. Hope all of you out there have a great weekend. Here's Taj Mahal with a little number called Country Blues to take us on up to the top of the hour, and American Roots with Nick Spitzer. ¶¶
The Biaka Pygmies of Central Africa carry on ancient traditions of song and dance unlike anything on Earth. Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me for Seizing the Dance, the Biaka of Central Africa, next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.